Warwick Hatfield, good morning again.
Good morning, Fran.
In cricket, the ICC has confirmed what everyone else, maybe except for the two umpires, knew, that Nathan Lyon should have been given out in that day-night test in Adelaide last weekend. Is it a case of better late than never or not really?
Oh, it's not going to... You can be sure that in the land of the long white cloud, they're still not very happy about Nigel Long's mistake in not overruling the on-field umpire S. Ravi's mistake. Look, they were still seething on Monday after the end of the test, the New Zealanders, so they sought an explanation from the International Cricket Council, often known, referred to as International Comedy Club too, the ICC, about why Lyon was not given out, including, because everyone knew he was out, even the Australian dressing room. When he got back to the change rooms, they found a pink spot on the back of his bat. But look, back came something from the ICC written almost in code, but you don't need to be at Bletchley Park to read it, that this was an absolute howler. According to the ICC, the umpire followed the correct protocol but made an incorrect judgment. Did it cost New Zealand the game? It's hard to believe otherwise, Fran.
Really? In hockey, the Australian men, the Kookaburras, they've bounced back in the World Hockey League final series in India because they've had a bit of a tough run-up, but they have beat Canada now 6-0, which is a hell of a scoreline, to qualify for the quarterfinals.
Well, back in the days of yore, Australia used to win World Cup matches 6-love, 6-love. It was often called tennis, particularly against a country like Canada. But on Sunday, they lost to Great Britain 5-2, and it's the proverbial wake-up call for the Australians in the final of this World Series, which is being played in India. In Ray Pert. Now, overnight, there were four goals in the first half, and the goal scorers overall were Daniel Beale, who scored two, Jeremy Hayward, Dylan Wotherspoon, Matthew Dawson and Kieran Govers. Now, for Possum Reid, the coach, the wake-up call has come at the right time. They've got to play Germany in the quarterfinal. The Germans are the Olympic champions. And, of course, this is a very important tournament ahead of the next Olympics, Fran. But it's fascinating to watch how hockey is growing around the world. Once upon a time, hockey in Canada was not all that strong, but for them to make the final of this series, the top eight teams in the world, because in Canada they have to make that delineation between field hockey and the other hockey, which of course is played on ice. But 6-0 win over Canada has really restored Australia's fortunes, I guess, ahead of the quarterfinals and what follows after that, Fran.
Okay, and just very briefly, in rugby league, the fight between the NRL and the players over scheduling has reached an honourable draw.
Yeah, well, the Players Association realise they can't change the early rostering of games next year when there'll be all these five-day turnarounds. But the interesting thing is that the new CEO of the Rugby League Players Association is Ian Prendergast from the AFL, and he conceded readily on day one that rugby league is a tougher game than Australian football and very, very hard, these five-day turnarounds, which, of course, are banned in the AFL. Now, that'll get people tongues wagging, which is the toughest game, the 360 game or the one where they just run into each other.
That's right. The tough is the eye of the beholder. Holder. Okay, Warwick, thank you. Well, perhaps we'll have a debate on that in breakfast in one of the final weeks of the year. Thanks, Warwick. Talk to you again
Good
tomorrow.
On you, Fran.